Fireworks are coming back to the Disney theme parks, and we're seeing stars. And it's nighttime. It's spectacular. It's our favorite nighttime spectacular and evening experiences at the theme parks. It's all happening right here on We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Podcast.
Nailing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like
Welcome, fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Miriam Kenley, and I'm ready to paint the night with a world of color.
Very nice.
Joining me is my co-host, comedian, Disnerd, and projection mapping enthusiast, Mark Andrada.
That's true. I am that.
I
cannot
so.
Wait. I cannot wait. The place that I'm in now is perfect for projection mapping. Like, I'm going to do the front of the house.
Amazing.
I'm
going
to put a projector in my car, and I'm going to park it on the street in front of my house, and I'm going to map it for Halloween. I promise you this.
It's going to be so good. Do you think you'll get trick-or-treaters?
I think so. Yeah, there's a lot of kids in the neighborhood.
That's awesome. They're going to love
so
it.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, what kinds of things are you going to project, do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. I'll figure it out. Because every year I always do projections from inside of a window. Because I used to live in an apartment that looked out onto the street. So I would hang a sheet in my window and I would just project nonsense like skulls and like and a giant eyeball looking down at the street and zombies passing by. So I still have all of those. So I might put those in the window, like the front window shining out. But what is going to shine onto the house, is undecided.
Amazing. Are you going to like decorate your front yard too? Do you do that?
Yes.
Amazing.
Absolutely. There's a perfect bush. I used to do this one a long time ago. I hid a smoke machine in a bush. Mm-hmm. So as the kids were coming up, I would hit the smoke machine and this blast of smoke would hit them and they'd be terrified and run screaming. Yes, I will do that again this year. I promise it.
That is awesome. Oh, yeah. Chris Bond is not here with us this week.
Chris.
He's moving. So we'll see him next week, hopefully. And so it's just me and you, which everybody knows is a really chaotic time.
Yes, it's a mess about. It's chaotic good.
Yes, 100%. So now that we've talked about projection mapping, should we talk about some news?
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about some news.
Talking about news.
Okay, so we will start with, I'll let you decide, choose our own adventure. Do you want to start with a new snack or a new Disney Plus show?
Let's go Disney Plus show first and then snack because I'll eat it while we watch this Disney Plus show.
Perfect. So, Disney Plus is making my dearest dreams come true, and they are giving us a Gaston from Beauty and the Beast prequel, and it will be starring Luke Evans and Josh Gad.
Josh Gad makes perfect sense. Luke Evans. Who's Luke Evans?
He played Gaston in the live action with Emma Watson.
Oh, okay. I knew
have
I knew that name.
It?
I have not, but I...
Okay, well, you don't need to watch the whole movie, but just watch the tavern scene where they sing his theme song.
Mm-hmm.
It is incredible. He's the perfect Gaston, and I'm very excited. So it will be a show coming TBD. There's no date for it yet, but very excited that both actors have signed on to it.
Oh, hold on. Is it a TV show or a movie?
I think it's a TV show.
That's
so great.
Let me
double check.
I'm so happy about this. I love it. I'm so happy about all this, like the series is that plural of series that they're putting out?
Yeah, I mean, we have Loki happening right now. I don't know if you've watched it yet. We won't do spoilers here, but
no spoilers.
I would say best start to a Disney Plus show so far.
You think so? Even better than WandaVision, hey?
WandaVision was a slow burn for me through the first. I loved the styling of the first three, but I just was so confused about what the heck we were watching.
Right.
So this, at least, we kind of know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen, but we know some things.
We know where we are. We know. As opposed to WandaVision, where it's very confusing. The first three episodes are like, what? What is happening?
Yeah. I was like, is it this the whole time? Like, if it is, I'm ready, but I feel like it's more what's happening. So
that's kind of what I loved about WandaVision too, though, that I didn't know. And I was disappointed three episodes in when they started giving us too much, not too much, but when they were actually making a cohesive show, I was like, no, I want to be confused for longer. That's just me though. I think I'm alone in that boat.
But how did you feel when it was Agatha all along?
Loved it. I mean, that song is so good. Come on.
It's so good. Okay, so I just double checked. And yes, it is this live action Beauty and the Beast prequel is a series.
That's so great.
And it will detail how the unlikely duo became friends.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I listen. I need more Josh Gad in my life. I like Josh Gad.
Agreed. Yeah, and I love Luke Evans, so he's honestly, watch that scene, he's the perfect cast.
So there's something for everyone.
Exactly.
There's a Luke Evans, there's a Josh Gad, and there's, what's her name? Brianna Middleton.
Yeah,
whomever. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. We're gonna be fools when we find out that we do know who it is, but...
Yes,
so that's exciting. I hope it comes out soon. In WandaVision news, they are doing a WandaVision panel with the costume designer on June 24th at 5 p.m. So if any of our WandaVision fans are interested in that, I believe it's going to be a Zoom thing that you can tune into. So
really?
It's free to register.
You don't have to be like a member?
It's with the FIDM Museum. No, it's with the FIDM Museum. The link is in their bio to register if you guys are interested in watching on June 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, about how they came up with all the looks for WandaVision, which I think is really cool. I might join into that.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So that's on the FIDM Museum Instagram.
How do you spell FIDM?
FIDM.
Oh, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. I just looked at it.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, are we hungry for a snack now?
Always.
There is a new snack at Galaxy's Edge at Docking Bay 7, and it is a cold brew black calf. And this drink, I would encourage you to go look at food at Disneyland and look at this drink, because this is a new drink with cold brew coffee topped with sweet cream cheese and chocolate cocoa puffs.
What?
It is wild looking.
Is it food at Disneyland is it an Instagram account?
Yeah, Food at Disneyland on Instagram has the exclusive picture of this and a little video. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It looks like a coffee with some cereal in it.
I mean, there are worse things. I'm looking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm typically a cold brew with maybe some cream and a flavor of some kind type of coffee drinker. So this is sort of, I feel like this is up my alley. We're just like, instead of ice, putting cocoa puffs in there. So it's like breakfast and coffee all in one stop, it looks like.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'll try one. You know me. I'll try anything twice, but I don't know if I'll like it.
Yeah. I wish they gave it like a more spacey name too, you know?
Yeah.
Cold brew black calf is just regular.
Yeah, that's too boring of a name for
Cocoa Puff coffee.
Yeah. And for Galaxy's Edge in general, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call it something cool. Call it like Asteroid Butts. That's not very good.
But, indeed.
You know, listen, I'm not going to give away the good one for free. Come on. That's all I had. Don't tell them.
Yeah, it should be something though. Like,
yeah, Asteroid Butts.
Yeah, you're right. That's better than cold brew black calf. I don't even, what? Is there a cow in there? What's happening?
Yeah, call it cold brew black cat at least. It's cooler. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know. That seems like something Lando came up with. Throw him in there somewhere.
Yeah. Call it the Lando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really botched this. I don't know.
They really did.
Something they didn't botch is, you remember a while ago we were talking about Moon Knight, it's a Marvel property. So they have cast the role of Moon Knight, and I'm very excited about it. It is going to be played by Oscar Isaac, who is our lovable Poe Dameron in the Star Wars universe. So he is going to be Moon Knight, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it.
Yeah.
Like, he should just be in every franchise, you know? Like, reboot The Mummy with him.
You're obsessed. You're too obsessed with The Mummy.
It's fine. We're not gonna worry about how obsessed I am with The Mummy.
I thought it was Brendan Fraser you were obsessed with, but it's not. It's just The Mummy.
Both. They're the same, one and the same. I'm obsessed with both.
But would you be happy with a Mummy movie without Brendan Fraser in it?
Oh, he better be in it somewhere. But, right. Like, I think it would be fine to pass the torch to Oscar Isaac. I'd feel comfortable with that. What I do know is that the Tom Cruise one should be wiped from existence. It's terrible.
Yeah. Wasn't that the one that was supposed to launch the Dark Universe or whatever they were going to call it?
It was so bad. Why didn't they just use the Brendan Fraser ones to launch it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just re-release them into the theaters.
I don't know how much truth is in this, but I heard that Tom Cruise was the reason that movie wasn't good. Like, he kept pushing for script changes and...
Well, because they did put in one of my favorite comedy actors from New Girl. I forget, what is his name? He also did a voice for the Spider-Verse. Anyway, he plays Nick on New Girl. I don't know why I can't remember his name. He's great. And he was in it, so that's the only reason I watched it. I was like, oh, well, at least it'll have funny parts. Spoiler alert, everyone, he dies in the first 5 minutes. And I was like, well, this is garbage movie. I don't want to watch it then. And yeah. It got worse from there. So,
yeah.
Not good.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah. No need. But okay. If Oscar Isaac was Rick O'Connell, we would watch.
Did they make any of those other movies for the Dark Universe? They didn't do anything else.
They made
The
Invisible Man, didn't they?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure, and I heard it was good. That one I haven't watched, but...
Huh. Okay. I mean, I'll watch that one.
Yeah. I heard that one was decent. And I feel like, have they made that movie yet before?
Invisible Man? I feel like there has been an Invisible Man, but it was like from the 70s or 80s, maybe?
Could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And our last piece of news, we have two last pieces of news.
Two last pieces.
So, yes. So second to last, today, Ken Potrock, our beloved president of Disneyland, released a couple pictures from last night, or this would have been Monday night, of the Disneyland marching band getting ready because they, on Friday, are coming back to the Disneyland Resort. Disneyland marching band, which is very important to me because I think that means the Dapper Dans will be back as well. I don't have confirmation on that. It's just a gut feeling.
It's just your hopes.
Back on Friday. Yeah.
Well,
so I think that's exciting. I really think that the bands make a huge difference in the parks. So I'm happy to see them come back.
Yeah, I agree. It's one thing to have like the canned piped in music everywhere, which is nice.
Yeah.
But to have live music is such a different thing altogether. Think about animal, like worst case, I think, or most drastic case rather, is like Animal Kingdom without any live music. I can't imagine.
I did imagine it. I lived it and it was still Animal Kingdom, still great. Africa is completely changed without that. Honestly, it was like you definitely felt the missing ambiance. And I also think you would feel it a lot in New Orleans Square without the jazz band playing there.
Right.
Like, I really just can't even picture it. I don't know how people have been living going there the last month and a half without it.
Even Pandora, I feel like that drum show in Pandora is so, like, it just brings such life to the park or to that area anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know for sure the bands are coming back to Disneyland, or at least the marching band is. I'm not sure about Disney World, but I would have to imagine that they are as well. And they've had Dans for a while, those lucky so-and-sos over on the East Coast. So hopefully the Dans will be back at least for the marching band performance because they used to march down Main Street with them and sing a little song at the train station. So here's hoping.
Hopefully.
And then our last piece of news, starting July 1st, fireworks are coming back to the Disney resorts.
July 1st.
They're coming back.
Wow.
At least July 1st for Disney World. I read July 4th for Disneyland.
Okay. I was about to say, because to me, if you're going to wait till the 1st, why not wait till the 4th? Because that's fireworks day, isn't it? Really?
Yep. Big time fireworks day.
So bring it back on fireworks day.
But... yeah. I think they might be doing that for Disneyland, but Disney World, I know it's the 1st because I think probably people are going the whole week for that vacation. That's exciting, and I think that means that they are going to be showing the new show at Epcot Forever? Is that what it's called?
Is it the fireworks show?
Yeah, you know, the like thing they've been working on for the last 2 years, and they have those huge barges now in mm-hmm. the lagoon that are permanent. So they should be unveiling that shortly, I think, after
the
fireworks.
Is
yes,
it Harmonious.
Yeah. Thank you. Epcot Forever was the placeholder one that wasn't that good.
Right. I thought it was fine. I saw it. I thought it was okay.
I mean, I've never even seen Illuminations, honestly. So right. I have nothing right. to compare it to.
I mean, you're asking the wrong person, too, though. If fireworks are like, you know, those exploding colors weren't good. Like, what? What do you mean? It's like pizza to me, you know? Like, fireworks are like pizza. A bad pizza is still pizza. It's still pretty good.
Yeah.
So, like, a bad, quote-unquote, bad fireworks show, at the end of the day, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it's Disney, so it's, like, going to be matched to music. Like, your local amusement park or carnival fair that has fireworks
it's
that are,
just
like...
the booming sound.
It's just, yeah. That's still fine for me. Like, mm-hmm. it's not as good as, you know, a Disney park, but
yeah.
it's fine. So at Disney park, you're adding music to it already. Number one, bass, it's already better.
Yeah.
I don't know. People complain about the fireworks. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's great.
Yeah, I've never watched one that I wasn't like, yeah, that was pretty good. I do have favorite ones, which we'll
For
get
sure.
into.
For sure.
And Disneyland is actually bringing back my favorite one for their debut of the fireworks again. So
which one?
Very happy about it.
Which
we'll
one?
Talk about it. We'll
okay,
about
I'm sorry. It. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'm not trying to rush you. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited to see Harmonious because those black barges that they've erected in the lagoon that are never going away, I'm like, this show better be awesome because they look terrible. So
I feel like it will be. I feel like it's going to be so amazing.
I know that Disney wouldn't do that if it wasn't totally worth it. So
yeah,
I do have faith in that.
And if it's not good, they'll fix it and make it good as fast as they can. Like, there's no way, right? Like, there's no way they're going to put all that in and then have something that's just crappy.
Yeah, like, oh, this is permanent and people are annoyed by it and the show is mediocre. We really messed up.
Yeah.
I just can't see that happening. So, I mean, it does look like some serious machinery in that lagoon mm-hmm. now. So it must be doing something for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So that's the news.
That's the news. I like the news. Did we talk about this already? It's not really super new news anymore, but did we already talk about the Winnie the Pooh Broadway show on this show?
We did.
Okay,
yes.
Then we don't have to talk about
it. But we could talk about it again.
No, I think, you know what the thing is? I think about it like every day.
I mean, I understand. Winnie the Pooh is the best.
It's going to be a puppet.
Is he your
musical?
Favorite Disney character?
No, he's not my favorite, but he's up there. It's just you know what it really is? It's number one, the Sherman Brothers music on Broadway. I'm very excited. And number two, it's a puppet musical. It's going to be all puppets.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like it's going to remind me of this show that was on the Disney Channel when I was little, and they were big walkabout puppets on the show. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was called Pooh's Corner, maybe.
Yeah, Pooh's Corner.
Oh, I was obsessed with that show. So I feel like that's going to be that on Broadway, and I would love to see that. So.
All right. I'll meet you there. I think it opens in October.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't have any news, I think we're done with news. And we're ready.
I don't have any news. What kind of news? I don't know. It rained today.
Amazing. It's a drought here, so.
Oh, so that is news. I was making a joke, but okay, yeah.
I wish. Like, come on, rain in Phoenix. That'd be great. Okay, so it's on to our favorite things, I guess.
My favorite things, hey.
Okay, so today on our favorite things, we're talking about all the spectacular nighttime festivities you can enjoy at the parks and which of them are our favorites. So it can be a show, just a general atmosphere thing that you like, a particular park. Literally, the world is your theme park, whatever you want to talk about. Again, Chris is on vacation, kind of, moving his whole house.
He's so on vacation, moving his house.
Yes, we have no one to steer this ship.
You know what's wild? I texted Chris today, Mm-hmm. And he said that he was having dinner that was made for him by his new neighbors. And what? I know. And he sent me a picture of what appeared to be these beautiful steaks and like some broccoli maybe. And they made him a big cake with covered in fresh strawberries. And I was like, that looks really nice. But also, you are living my nightmare. I don't want to deal with my neighbors in such a way.
I feel the same way. We got a new neighbor, I don't know, it's probably a month ago, and my mom asked me if I had met him yet, and I was like, no, and I don't plan to, ever. No.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's really nice, and I'm like, good, you guys can be friends. I'm not doing that. I'm with you. I don't want to know my neighbors. Is that rude? Probably.
I'm happy to know them, like a wave across the street.
I'm not a monster. I'm not like egging their house or something, but I don't want to be friends.
Yeah, like you're not coming over, right? I say as my window is open to my neighbor's yard, but like I don't, you know, like let's nod to each other while we mow our lawns. That's about it. I don't want you bringing me dinners because then I have to do that to you.
How did he even meet this neighbor? Did he introduce himself?
I haven't a clue. They probably saw them moving in and were like, let's welcome them to the neighborhood. And then at that point, if it was me, I'd say, we've moved to the wrong neighborhood.
I mean, this is an upgrade from his previous neighbors, I suppose.
I guess. I don't know. Debatable. His previous neighbors were shooting fireworks at each other. That's a little more my speed. You know?
Yeah.
A bunch of unruly teens at the park shooting each other with fireworks.
Yes.
I'm into them.
Yeah, they're definitely not cooking dinners and bringing them over.
No, they're cooking each other.
You just watch some chaos and then like close your door, right?
That's what I like.
You're right. Maybe he, I don't know. This sounds like a friendly neighborhood.
Nope. No. Is it too late to move out? Like, what do you do
now? I don't know.
Yeah.
Looks like he has new friends.
And then when you invite them over, you can't just like order pizza or something.
Yeah, you have to cook something now that they've cooked something for you, right?
They cooked us steaks and broccoli. You can't just, now you're...
And Chris has a family of four, so did they cook for the whole family?
Looked like it, yeah. Looked like
it. Thank goodness, because that was a whole
cake. There's a whole cake. Anyway, terrifying.
Terrifying.
My idea of a nightmare, for sure.
Absolutely. Okay, not nightmares, but nighttime.
Great segue, Miriam. See, we don't need Chris. Things are fine.
We're doing great.
Oh, we should have just taken this week off. Oh, no.
That's what he gets for leaving.
That's what he gets. Yeah.
He's going to just cringe the whole way through this show. It's fine. Okay, so I can go first.
Okay.
If you want.
Sure.
I'm going to start with my favorite nighttime parade. And I think this is probably everybody's favorite nighttime parade, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is Paint the Night. It is incredible. I love it so much. The music makes me cry every time I hear it. In fact, I will not allow myself to listen to it outside of the Disney parks because it's too much. I will cry in my car if it comes on. Oh. And I mean, it's like a mixture of happy and sad tears, obviously, but I just love it so much. And my favorite float is the Little Mermaid float. Seeing her in lights is incredible. I don't really get a thrill out of Cars. I love Cars Land, but like actual Cars, I don't love the movies, and no. I don't even like to think about regular cars. I hate driving. Like, all of it isn't my thing. But the cars section of the parade is so cool with that Mack truck and the, like, LEDs inside of it that change colors. And if they can make me be excited about a movie that I couldn't care less about, then they've really done something with that parade. And then all the princesses in their light up dresses, it's just the best. I wish that they would bring it back, but I feel like it's been gone for a long time because it got, like, really messed up performing as many nights as it did. I don't know that for sure. I just don't know when they're ever going to bring it back. And I do feel sad for the East Coast that they haven't ever gotten it. So, but not sad enough to give it to them.
You never know. I mean, how many times did they bring back the Main Street Electrical Parade?
I mean, they're just going to keep bringing it back until it dies for good. Like, the last time I went and saw that was the summer of 2019. They had it again. And me and my mom were watching it, and lights were literally flying off that spinning turtle into Main Street.
Cool. That's amazing. Really?
Yeah, it just, like, flew off the turtle and skated across Main Street. And, like, all of us are like, oh, this is doing great.
I love the music of that parade, though.
The Main Street Electrical Parade. Like
that, yes. That old, like, 70s sounding synth, I just love it. And there's something about that big, like, the train and the, like, I know people are down on this, but I still like it. I like it.
I think a lot of people still like it.
Really? Everybody I talk to is, like, down on it. They're like, oh, get rid of this thing already. Let it die.
Yeah, but I bet those same people are still lining up on Main Street to watch it.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you can always be like, oh, it's so old. But then as soon as that music starts, you're like, but I'm a kid again and I love this. You know, I love, oh my gosh, the Super America part with the can-can dancers. Love it. It's ridiculous. And also so random. Why is that in there? And I love the Pete's Dragon. Pete's Dragon is amazing.
Pete's Dragon's amazing for sure. Yeah. I saw it last time I saw it was, I can't remember what year that was. I was in Japan. I saw the Japanese version of it, and they had, like, sponsor floats. Like,
isn't theirs kind of a mixture of Paint the Night and Main Street Electrical Parade now? Like, is theirs kind of upgraded, I thought?
It was upgraded, but I don't know how much of Paint the Night was in it.
I thought they had, like, LED floats like we have. Like, it's still Main Street Electrical Parade with the same music and stuff, but they have some of the advanced floats, I thought, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Videos of it.
They look cool. Like, yeah, for sure, like, the lights are a newer light, I would say, but it's not. Yeah, it's for sure the old music, and it's for sure the old, like, Pete's Dragon is there and the train is there and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. So is that your favorite nighttime parade?
I think so. Mostly for nostalgia.
Yeah.
And nostalgia a few times over now, because now that I saw it in Japan, that's also a nice memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in an honorable mention parade, and that is Boo to You, which I think is the best Halloween parade.
I agree.
So cute. The first time I saw it, I don't know if they still do this. I feel like they don't, but it ended with Goofy on, like, a giant tricycle gumball machine. Like, it was the weirdest, like, watching him pedal it was crazy. Like, I'm talking gigantic. This thing was huge. It's almost like as big as the Maleficent dragon that goes through the daytime parade.
That got lit on fire?
Yes, that one. So it's, like, almost as big as that, but a gumball machine tricycle thing. And it had this exhaust pipe, and you could see the smoke coming out of it. And I was like, what in the world? Disney, what? This is gas powered? Like, what are you doing? Come to find out, they were pumping out candy corn scent all over the crowd. I was like, this is next level. This is a great parade. And also, like, the people sparking, the graveyard guys sparking their shovels on the ground. And I love the ballroom dancers out there. It's a great parade.
I want them to just get weird on a parade.
I mean, that was pretty weird.
But I'm on a whole parade of, you know what I mean? Like, it's you describe Goofy pedaling a giant tricycle gumball machine, and it's like, yeah, that's what I want. I want more of that. And I understand that it can't be all year round, so Halloween is probably the time to get weird.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, You're right. That is what I want.
Wouldn't this be amazing as if in Disneyland, like the Halloween parade is happening and then you get to the main street and then all of a sudden the pumpkin becomes afloat and becomes part of the parade and then comes back to its spot later. It'd be so cool.
That'd be so cool. But when it comes back to its spot, it's because a hole opens in the ground and it just rises back up and goes back to where somehow
they
transported
had to cart it off backstage, right? So then it's like... We don't have the Utilidor, so I guess this would have to happen in Disney World, but that would be really cool. And then Mickey pops out of the top like, it's me, Mickey.
In an American outfit doing can-cans by himself?
Or the Dapper Dans come out of the top and finish the parade singing.
Yeah, you'd like that.
I would love that.
It always goes back to the Dans for you.
Always. Brendan Fraser, the Dans. You know, I have a very specific taste.
I was waiting for a third one. Nope, no third one.
Sebastian Stan, but everyone's sick of hearing it. It's fine.
No, nobody's. I'm not sick of it. I'm not sick of it one bit.
Okay, do you have a favorite park at night?
I mean, I feel like if I say Pandora, that's just everybody's favorite at night, isn't it? Like it's not yours. Okay, so I'll say Pandora. I mean, I wish I had seen Pandora when it was even darker than it is now. Mm-hmm. Remember at the beginning when people were tripping and falling? Like, I kind of want to see what that version would have been like. I wish I had made it over as fast as I could, but they changed it. But I still think it's stunning. The bioluminescent plants and stuff are great. The thing I don't like is what I think they added, like all the LEDs for no reason that you can just see. But other than that,
I wonder how could they have changed the lighting so people weren't tripping without like taking it away? Do you think just like lighting the bottom of paths better, or like what's something they could do to make it not a trip hazard but more natural?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see what it was like before. Because if they had put those black lights around everywhere, because there's black lights everywhere now. Mm-hmm. And if they had just painted the ground in a better way, maybe, so that you could see the ground. But even that, I bet people would trip all over that because it'd be...
You're looking at the ground, right?
Yeah, and it's weird to look at. So it might be, you know, it'll mess with your depth perception.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a real way. Or if they just put lanterns up, like, to make it, you know, to make it like there's a reason for the lights. I just don't love looking at these, like, LED fixtures that are clearly just LED fixtures that they've put in, you know. But, I mean, that's me complaining about a thing that's stunning, so whatever.
Right. I actually haven't seen it at night. I've only, like, the only thing I can compare it to would be the Navi River Journey, because obviously that's supposed to be at night in Pandora. Mm-hmm. And if... Maybe the problem is they didn't make those lit things dense enough. Like, maybe they added what they thought they needed to, but they needed way more of those plants everywhere.
Yeah, that would be super
cool. And maybe
some
close to the ground so you could see better. But yeah, I don't know. They messed up for sure.
Also a sign at the front of Pandora saying, no
like
fools.
You might trip.
Yeah. If you're dumb, don't come in. Like that. Just me calling everybody.
Or you'll trip and you'll like it. Just get over it.
You'll trip and you'll like it is the best sign. I hope they put that up.
I do. Okay, so my favorite park at night is California Adventure, and specifically because of Cars Land. I know I just talked about how I don't like cars that much, but again, this land is so beautiful. They've made me a believer, and there is something so wonderful about being in Cars Land with a snack or a drink when those lights turn on, because it starts from the back of Cars Land and goes to the front, always to... Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom.
And it is a dream, for sure. I love it so much. It's so happy in there. Everybody's always like... dazzled while it's happening, like none of us have ever seen a neon sign, and I just love it so much. It's so pretty there, and we also have the fun wheel lit up at night, and I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Actually, I changed my vote to that too. It's so, you're right, it is so beautiful, and the fact that turning the lights on, they make into a production.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make it into a production, like they don't overdo it. They don't like light fireworks. They don't make a big deal. They just play that song and all the cast members sing along and they dance around. And then the lights really turn on and it's like low key magic.
I love it. And they used to do, I think they still might, but right after they all turn on, Ramon from the paint shop comes out and they do like a whole, the they're not actually waitresses in Flo's V8, but they're dressed like them. They come out and like do a whole dance with Ramon, which is really cute and funny to me. So I just love it there. And I don't know, there's something about a pier at night. It feels very like anybody's childhood, you know, even if you've never been on a pier when you were a kid with the roller coaster and stuff, it feels like a memory you have anyway. I don't know. I just love it.
It's pretty beautiful. Mm-hmm. Have you been on, do they still have the swinging baskets on that Ferris wheel?
Yes, they do. And I have been on them and they're the scariest ride at Disney and you can't convince me otherwise.
Oh my gosh. I rode the, I can't remember what it's called now, at, it's that same one, but it's at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
The Wonder Wheel. Oh my gosh. Abby and I rode that thing. And I was like, let's go on that one. I've never been on a Ferris wheel that does that before. And we did not. No, she hadn't either.
Okay.
And the two of us did not speak. It was just.
Does she like thrill rides typically?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, she'll go on them. Like, she, you know, like, enjoy a Ferris wheel. I mean, enjoy a roller coaster or whatever. Like, for as long as it's not too wild. But I don't like them when they're too wild either. Like, I don't like a straight down drop. And, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But this, this was terror. I thought for sure we were just going to launch right off the side and die. I thought we were going to fly off. Both of us just had our feet pressed against the other side. And we're just like, oh, no. Oh, we've made a mistake and there's nothing we can do about it because we have to do a full rotation before we can get out. We can't stop.
We're and the just fun here. Wheel, you do two rotations. The Mickey's Fun Wheel, you do it two times.
Oh, no. No. They wouldn't. Mm-hmm. They'd have to stop because when I got to the bottom, I'd be banging on the door screaming, saying, you have to let me out. You must.
It is not okay. I'm with you. It's
and you
crazy.
Don't. You don't expect it to be, right? Like, because it's like, mm-mm. It's a Ferris wheel and you see the thing swinging and you're like, ah, oh, that looks like fun. Everything's going to be fine. And then you go
on. And then
on.
You get in it and you're like, oh, there's no seat belts. There's no lap bar. This can't be wild and crazy.
Oh,
and
my gosh. Wild and doesn't even scratch the surface of what that is.
You think you're just going to have a nice time and there'll be a gentle rocking involved? No. And I don't know if the one you went on did this, but ours are kind of like, not only do they rock, but they're kind of loose on a track.
Yes.
So, So when you get to the top and you're going down, it slides down the track and then swings.
Yes. That's terrifying. Yeah, because it feels like you're just going to fly right off the side of this thing.
And when you're going up, it slides backwards.
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it. No, it was bad like the whole way around. From the moment we got in and started going up, I was like, from the first one when it rolls along that track, it was like, no, we've made it. We've made an error here.
Yeah.
Something's we've got.
Especially a Ferris wheel. Like, you think you're going to have just like a nice time. No. It's terrible. No.
Yeah.
With you. So I like to look at it at night. I will never ride that at night.
I'll ride the regular car because you can ride a regular car.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Around,
I always forget about the fixed one. The fixed one usually has more people waiting for it because obviously so scary on the other ones.
Because nobody wants to die on this ride.
No.
Horror. No, thank you.
Absolutely. Horrific. Okay, let's talk about our favorite fireworks shows.
Yeah, I feel like, we sort of touched on this, that, like, you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I love them all. So, like, I don't know, I see a fireworks show and it's like, yes, I love it.
I have a specific favorite, but I do love them all. I will say I loved, this isn't my favorite, but the 50th anniversary fireworks for Disneyland were so special. We had Julie Andrews narrating them and they did almost every ride in the theme park. The part with the elevator for Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. If you were in the hub watching it, when they said, is this room actually stretching? They shot off vertical fireworks around the hub. So it made it burned your retinas in a way that looked like an elevator.
Cool.
It was really cool. Loved it so much. And it was really cool because it didn't have any projection mapping and it was that magical. Everybody loved that show. And then the 60th ones were cool because that's the first time we got projection mapping and they added some especially for Under the Sea, they added these balloon sea creatures on Main Street buildings. Like they would blow up just for that song and it was really cute. But my favorite Disneyland fireworks attraction or any fireworks attraction is Mickey's Mix Magic and it's coming back in July. And it is so fun. It's the shortest one they've ever done. It's like Mickey, like all of his songs are remixed EDM style. So it's like dance music. And they picked really strange songs. Like, it's not your typical ones. They did, I forget, it starts with the Mickey Mouse Club theme and also that Everybody Get Your Ears On thing that they did for Mickey's birthday a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into I Want to Be Like You from The Jungle Book. But remember, EDM versions of these songs.
Oh my gosh. And I gotta find the soundtrack. Is the soundtrack anywhere for this?
I hope so. I don't know. It might be on Spotify, but if not, like, okay, definitely look at a YouTube video of it or something.
I'm going to look it up again.
My favorite, though, is they put in Everybody Wants to Be a Cat, which I feel like they never have used Aristocats for any fireworks show. And they have all these, like, psychedelic cats dancing on the building.
It's not exactly the Ritz, but it's peaceful, quiet.
And they projected that onto Main Street, the castle, and Small World. And pro tip, everybody that's going to Disneyland to watch the fireworks, go watch it on the Small World. It's a bigger surface area. You have a really good view of the actual firework part, and there's usually less people back there watching. So,
oh, and you can stare straight ahead at It's a Small World and get the fireworks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's because they had to move the fireworks when they built Galaxy's Edge.
Of course.
It used to be behind the castle, and now it's further back. So it's actually, if you're at a Small World, you can still see the fireworks and then the projection mapping. Honestly, that show is so good, I always forget that there are fireworks involved. Like, you're so involved in the projection mapping that you, like, oh my gosh, yeah. And there's also exploding colors in the sky.
I love exploding colors in the sky.
Me too.
Have you seen that the documentary on Netflix about, I can't remember the artist's name right now. It's called Sky Ladder.
Mm-mm.
He's a fireworks artist. And he, like, he makes paintings, but they're not paint, out of, like, fireworks, and he'll put it down on a canvas and then put like rocks and like boards on top of it and then light it so it explodes against the canvas and like makes art that way. But he also shoots things into the sky and explodes them. Like, he does that as well. He does daytime fireworks that I just cannot believe that Disney hasn't hired this guy or stolen his technology or whatever. Like, because,
yeah,
it's just
do
these
daytime fireworks, like
bursts of powder,
color powder. Yeah,
I think so.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
it's
so cool.
Stunning. It's so beautiful, like full
Disney
colors, like painting the sky, but in the daytime.
Oh my gosh, that would almost be, I mean, nighttime, like, cool. But we, you know, we've all seen that. I have never seen a daytime firework that would blow my mind. And at Disney, I'd pass out. It's so exciting.
Okay, I looked up the Disney's Mixed Magic soundtrack. It's not on Spotify.
Dang it.
But it is on SoundCloud.
Ooh.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. It's on SoundCloud. Everybody. I'm going to be listening to it later tonight.
I mean, okay, it's so good. You have to text me when you listen to it because this is my favorite thing. And it's really cute at the end. They do the Mickey Mouse Club theme again, but they do Minnie Mouse instead of Mickey Mouse. So she even gets a little something. It's so
nice.
Cute. And they did it. Yeah, they did it for Mickey's 90th birthday and have just kept it ever since because it's a popular, fun show. And like I said, it's their shortest fireworks show and everybody is obsessed with it. So,
right.
It's a really fun way to end your Disney day.
I'm down. I'll text you when I'm listening to it, but you have to text me if and when you watch Sky Ladder on Netflix.
Yes, I will. I'll watch that before I watch Loki tonight.
Ooh, Loki's tonight. Is that tonight?
Midnight.
I'm going to be asleep. Yeah. There's no way.
Totally. How do we feel about World of Color? That didn't come up on any list here.
I love World of Color. Listen, again, you're asking the wrong person because I love everything.
Yeah.
I just love it all. When I never understand when people complain, when people are like, that's garbage. Like, really? It's that's the most beautiful garbage. What are you saying to me, to my face? And, you know, I guess I'm just not a discerning when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, I just love it all. And I love World of Color. I've seen World of Color more times than I can think of. And I
have
love
you
it.
Watched the Halloween World of Color that they made for Oogie Boogie Bash?
No.
You should watch that.
I mean, I saw it. I've seen it on YouTube, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. I was going to say, you asked for weird. They delivered on weird, right, with that one, with the singing poor unfortunate souls that are like those worm looking things in Ursula's cave. We were watching it and we were seriously like, are we seeing what we're seeing right now? What is happening? That blew my mind. I've never laughed that hard at a Disney show in my life. And, you know, they nailed it. If they were going for comedy, they nailed it.
That's what I want. Like, but a parade, I feel like, is a different story altogether than like a projection mapped fireworks show, because it's easier to get weird. When you have to build a float and march that thing down Main Street, that's a whole other level of like, what am I looking at? When you get weird there, oh boy, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a parade that makes Fantasia look pedestrian silly and normal.
Yeah. Okay.
You know like what I mean? That.
Yeah, or a Fantasia parade. That would be so cool.
Could you imagine?
No.
That would be great.
The like dancing mushrooms and stuff.
I would just laugh and laugh the whole time, crying and laughing.
Like, there's like that. Oh my gosh. Seeing those girl centaurs, I would die. They're so cute. They're like next to mermaids for me. Yeah. They have beautiful hair. They're so cute. Yes.
They could build those.
It was a Fantasia parade.
They could build those, and it has to be at nighttime, right? So, like, they could build light up versions of those easily.
Yeah. Come on. Just do
it. We have the technology. Be reasonable.
They're going to be like, nobody wants that. Give it to us, anyways.
Shush. Nobody wants it. We want it.
So, we talked a little bit about World of Color, but I will also mention Fantasmic, our favorite or my favorite nighttime show. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, Fantasmic is better at Disneyland. So, Better at Disneyland. Terrible seating at Disneyland. Just absolute garbage seating at Disneyland. But the actual show is better. We do have the giant pirate ship that they've changed from Peter Pan, which I loved the Peter Pan version. The Pirates of the Caribbean's cool. I wish they would maybe alternate, go back to Peter Pan every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like, you're so focused on the show, you forget that the pirate section is coming, and the cannon blast scares me every time. And then seeing that huge ship come around the corner in the fog is the coolest thing. My sister, I'll never forget, she hadn't been to Disneyland in years, and I made sure that we got seats for Fantasmic, because you can get like a dining package to get seats for it. And so we're sitting there and she's freezing. It's like in February and she didn't bring the proper outerwear to sit for this show for this long. So she's freezing and she's like, why are we even doing this? She's getting super mad. And I was like, I promise it's worth it. And then I look over during the show and she's crying, and then the cannon scared her, and it was just overwhelming. She didn't even know what to do. And she apologized later for, you know, asking to leave before this beautiful show happened. But just the greatest. I love surprising people with that show, because I think, you know, a lot of the time it happens right out in the open at Disneyland, and you've seen snippets of it here and there walking by. Everybody take the time to actually go sit and watch it. It's incredible. We have more floats than the one in Disney World. We have, you know, just more things happening on stage, I find. And our ships are definitely better. It's weird to me that they built that whole theater and they haven't updated it ever. And we got an update on ours like 5 years ago. So the one in Disney World is great. I love it. I'll see that when we can, but they definitely need to do a little bit of a fixer upper, I think.
See, I'm with you on everything you're saying. I just, the experience of sitting in that theater
is great.
Waiting for the show to start is so exciting.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, they had the wave was going back and forth.
Yeah,
and
it's super fun.
And then there's a snack bar you can go, and it reminds me of like an it is an amphitheater, but like it reminds me of like going to an amphitheater as a kid with my parents to watch a concert, and you sit there with your snacks and your drink.
It reminds me of Disney on Ice, for sure. Like, we used to go to Disney on Ice when we were little, and we're so excited before it started, because they get you to that level of excitement, for sure.
Yeah. That's what I like about that one.
Yeah.
Obviously, the seating and that, all that arrangement's not in the same in the other coast, but.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the seating and the experience is so great in Disney World. The show is actually better in Disneyland, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
You have to sit on the ground at Disneyland. Like, it's not great, but the show is wonderful. Like, come on, just some bleachers out here, like something in the daytime you could throw up right before the show, but no. Yeah. They're not going to do that. So,
yeah, they got the room. Just build an amphitheater.
Yeah, totally. Tiny little Disneyland. We'll just get rid of Toontown. I don't know. Be careful. Don't do that. Okay. I think that's all of our favorite things, unless you have any nighttime memories or things that you like to share.
You know what I loved that was the Disney Villains event, the After Hours.
I've never been to one. You went to one. How was it? Tell us everything.
The best. First of all of the wackadoodle desserts you can get all around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so what did I eat? The Gaston's five whole eggs custard drink thing. Like, how do I say no to a drink that says it has five eggs in it? You know, like, I love eggs just all the time. Eggs. I eat eggs every day. Yes, eggs. They play the like haunted music all around.
Oh, so fun.
And there's no lines for anything. I got on Snow White's Mine Train in, 20 minutes. And that was the longest we waited for anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then we did Space Mountain and there was like Ursula cackling through Space Mountain.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's that's pretty fun. Great.
Yeah.
I'd love a Villains Overlay instead of our Ghost Galaxy. Disneyland.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I've been to Mickey's Not So Scary, but I haven't been. And I've actually been to the Christmas party too. Very Merry is very cute. I liked that a lot.
Is that one a limited ticket too? Like where they only
give? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. That's limited great. Ticket, but I think they sell more to the Halloween and the Christmas party than they do to like the Villains Nights.
Yeah.
And Disneyland, I've never been to one, but I need to go to one. They do a really cute theme night. They were doing them once a month or once every 6 weeks or so before it shut down. And I almost went to the 90s party one, but I didn't. And they brought back, what was that thing you guys were talking about? The like weird club that was in Disneyland. It was like a Michael Eisner thing.
Yeah. Videopolis.
Yes, they brought back Videopolis for this event. And it looked like a time for sure. And they had weird like 90s snacks and stuff. A bunch of my friends dressed up like, they did Saved by the Bell themed, but Mickey gear. It was really cute. And I was very jealous that I didn't go.
Yeah. For Videopolis alone.
Yeah, I know. What was I thinking? I was like, I spent a ton of money on an annual pass. I shouldn't also buy random theme night tickets. But that was stupid. I should have done that. So.
Should have. Absolutely. It's not too late. They maybe will do it again.
Yeah, if they do it again, I'm for sure going to go because I know that they had one specifically during Halloween time that wasn't the Halloween party, but was like Halloween themed night. They do a really cute Valentine's Day one. They do them a bunch. They're really cute.
Cute. So, yeah, I love those limited ticket ones. There were moments in the park where there was just nobody else around.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
In the 50s and 60s, in the 50s and 60s at Disneyland, they used to do a date night, which is the cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
So bring that back, Disney. I guess they are with these theme nights, but
yeah,
so cute. We love Disney at night. I don't know anything about Disney World or Universal at night. I don't know if you do. I guess Halloween Horror Nights is their only.
Yeah. I mean, I watched their like nighttime spectacular in Florida last time I was there, and it was sort of like this water show, and then there were map on the buildings all about, and there was some pyro and stuff. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I really enjoy you. Like I said, man, you're asking the wrong guy to like be critical of something like this because, you know, you projection map, and I don't always like, I guess in the grand scheme of things, water projection, like water screens are sort of my least favorite on that list.
Okay.
Like they're
that
just
makes sense.
Like,
they're a little blurry and you get misted forever, right?
Yeah, those are just kind of whatever to
me. Like front row seats in the middle of winter in World of Color is like an intense experience because you're just wet.
Just getting and you leave wet and cold. Yeah. No, thank you. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great show. I thought it was a fun show. Why not?
It's awesome. I've never seen it. I'll check it out whenever they do it again.
Yeah. I'll meet you there.
Yay! That was our favorite things. And that's the end of the show. Do you want to do the wrap up?
What am I supposed to say again? You'd think that I would have that in my head after hearing Chris do it over and over and over again for all our lives.
We can try to do it together. We can figure it out, right?
Okay, so how
does it
start?
That's it for the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can check us out on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 5.
Yep, and Sundays at noon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. Magic of the Mouse. We love them. We're always on Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. Oh, you can also email us. Please email us. That would be fun. We're at what's up at we like theme park stuff with an S.
Yep. .com. Yeah.
.com.
All the music was provided by Mike Troublecock. Check him out at
MikeTroublecockMusic.com.
Yep.
And that's all, folks. Thanks. Wait, how's that go?
Perfect. End of podcast.
Because we like theme parks.
Miriam is like four shades of red right now.
Why can't we remember that thing? I was really trying.
Yeah, I couldn't. I honestly, I couldn't.
Chris, we miss you. You do a great job.
Come back.
Bye.